to the ex I had. I pray you never find love, and Cupid keeps on missing the address of your heart on some Stevie Wonder blindness. I hope your entire relationships end in heartbreaks, because all your boyfriends dangle with Parkinson's disease, and every man you find be but another reason is stress. I really hope he cheats on you, and his manner so bad pigs could learn him a lesson on how to clean up his debt. I pray marriage never knocks on your door and steps like your heart's doorpost was marked with the blood of a Passover goat. And of course, I am praying for Loni to be your lifetime companion. So I chant to the marriage goddesses, with your wickedness, with temperaments, your craziness, and your fourth finger never learns the embrace of the weight and band. And have you creative, like tatting on your eyebrows is not freakish enough. I make moans in hopes that wading bells sound like grinders cutting across the soul of soul and music, teaching depression to your attentive ears. An essence of answer is fine sacrifice for appeasement of my frustrated heart to the ex I hate. Despite your heart, I am entreated that you never take this personal. I just want you to know how hate feels. With this desperation, I hope we can relate this one time. Capture the construct of how stupid you look, building sand castles in the midst of a stampede, and watch as they break. How to stack your hopes in a chest that's under liquidation, and let them on the loss to invest your time and energy in a non-lucrative relationship, and have the balls to own the loss. I want you to feel more than just the pain of losing someone you love, but for your heart to also learn hope as a third language. And when your tongue finally becomes a flow into the archery of words, I want you to know that without assurance, hope is but a blood clot consistent in bullying the pulse in the skating park of your heart. So, dear ex, as hopelessness dines at the table where you patiently wait on your Prince Charming, I pray your patience gets more nourished, and frustration bulges like a cancer in the clench of your throat and chokes the neck of your windpipes. I anticipate uncertainty is a hitman out to get you for the price you pay for my pain. And hopefully, with a slithering limp, anxiety climbs into the unwatched chambers of your heart and settles in. I am swallowed whole by an ocean of optimism. The doubt flows like abortion pills and kills all the fruit in the belly of your dreams of happily ever after. Nearly 5 months after your thoughts of ever settling down reach menopause, I am, however, sorry for exercising such anger and hate towards you. There is so many things I just hate about you, and if you do not mind, I would be more than glad to share a few. I detest how that, despite the many years I've been apart, you still license to recklessly drive me insane. The audacity, I hate how that, in the busy city streets of your love, I am a hopeless romantic, senselessly swerving out of my lane. I am repulsed by my love for you, and how my stainless steel heart crashes on you still. Your intellect is as attractive to me as the blissfully adorned thighs that are too shy to hide under the lengthy walls of your meniscus. Your body is a delicacy or fine piece of work. I really wish you could relish a dish of working things out, but I hate how that you have a mind of your own and refuse to wiggle to my tunes. Desperation is never the one to introduce you to a man. You're gladly taken by your time, your feet firmly anchored in the grip of earth you're so down to. Your heart requires more than just a whirlwind of charm to blow your trumpet, but if I were to be honest with myself, it is not you that I hate. And if truth was all the currency I needed to finally hold your heart, I sent a man a stone whose power is love eternal, that it may be worth saying that I just hate how the barricade of your character has raised the bar so high that I can never find somebody dope enough to head over these walls of jade, recall, and replace you.